In the last few months, the politicians in Lansing have screwed up in many ways, most of all perhaps by damaging education in the state. They've severely and unequally slashed funding for elementary and high school education and betrayed both parents and children's trust over the Michigan Promise college tuition grant. This will have a terrible effect on our children's future, as well as our state's ability to compete. What's most striking is when you ask individual legislators about this, they whine about the economy, but otherwise mostly don't even try to defend what they've done. Republicans blame Democrats and vice versa. The legislature blames the governor, and she blames Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop in public, and behind the scenes attacks House Speaker Andy Dillon as well. None of them matter, however. Our kids and our future do. That's why it's so important that this time we get something right. The lawmakers return today from their latest vacations, Thanksgiving and deer hunting, and before they take off again for their Christmas break, it's absolutely essential that they act. They need to swiftly pass a package of reforms so that Michigan can qualify for more than $400 million in federal school funds from Washington's Race to the Top program. This would be a good idea, since over the past few years, it's too often seemed like Michigan was trying to win a race to the bottom. To get that funding, the state has to pass reforms that would permit new charter schools, change teacher accreditation rules, and make state intervention easier in academically failing districts. The good news is that so far, the signs are good. Leaders in both the House, which is controlled by the Democrats, and the Republican Senate, are making noises indicating they intend to cooperate for a change. They should be able to reach a rare bipartisan consensus to allow Michigan to get that money. I'm not sure we're home free yet. The Michigan Education Association, or MEA, the powerful teachers' union lobby, won't like the idea of more charter schools, and they really won't like the provision in the current bills that would allow the suspension of union work rules in any so-called academically failing school district. Still, the Senate seems likely to quickly pass a set of bills that would get the job done and which are very similar to a package of bills the House passed this summer. The governor, too, seems to be ready to sign them. Theoretically, Lansing has until January 19th to get the job done in time to get the money. But that doesn't take into account Michigan legislative time. They're due to go on vacation again in 2 weeks and not return till late January. So, they need to hurry up. It would be nice, of course, if they managed to restore the Tuition Promise Grant while they're at it. I wouldn't hold my breath on that one, but there is something else the legislature can and should do. Raise the legal dropout age to 18 and make kindergarten mandatory in Michigan. Kids need a head start, and nobody without a high school diploma stands any chance of making it today. This is a perfect opportunity for Lansing to astonish us all by doing the right thing.